Welcome to the Deep Dive, our mission. Cut through the noise, get you informed, fast.
Good mission to have.
And speaking of noise, let's talk crypto.
Wow.
It's a space that doesn't just move fast. It's like the speed of memes and money combined.
That's a pretty good way to put it.
Yeah. Anyone try to keep up, it feels less like a market, more like, I don't know, a data tsunami, just unfiltered stuff everywhere.
It really is. And, you know, the core problem for crypto traders, it actually goes way beyond just volatility.
Okay.
It's this massive information overload. I mean, think about it. Millions of on-chain transactions happening constantly, yeah. Thousands of new tokens popping up, and then just this endless swirl of chatter, Telegram, X, Discord, Farcaster.
It's everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it leaves most traders with like two bad choices, basically. Either you just blindly follow the hype.
Which feels risky.
Totally. Or you end up just missing the valuable insights, the alpha, as we call it. You miss it entirely.
That's a tough spot. A classic dilemma, really. But you hinted this might be starting to shift. The challenge is changing.
It is, yeah. We're starting to see a new wave of tools, domain-specific AI tools.
Domain-specific, so not the general ones we hear about all the time.
Exactly. These aren't your, you know, your GPTs. They're purpose-built, designed specifically to take that data tsunami and transform it, turn it into real-time insights, high-conviction ones. It's a fundamental shift in how you can approach the market.
Interesting. And what's really key here, you're saying, is that what powers these specialized AIs, it's something the big general LLMs, the large language models, they just can't replicate.
That's the core of it. It's more than just reading text from the internet.
Right.
It boils down to clean, structured, deeply contextual on-chain data. That's the magic ingredient, really.
Ah, okay. So they need that specific crypto-native understanding.
Precisely. Something that goes way beyond what an LLM trained on, like Wikipedia and news articles, can grasp.
Right.
And this is where crypto-native AI can actually move past just, you know, guessing based on narratives and get into real signal-driven precision.
Okay, so that makes sense. But how does this specialized AI actually get built? Where does that crucial data foundation come from? Is that where something like av.ai fits in?
Exactly. Av.ai is positioning itself as sort of the quiet infrastructure layer enabling this shift, the plumbing behind the scenes, if you like.
Got it. The engine room.
Yeah. So our mission today for this deep dive is really to unpack that. How specialized AI built on these robust data platforms like av.ai is bringing much needed clarity to this, let's face it, chaotic crypto world.
Yeah.
We want to explore how it's turning all that noise into genuinely actionable strategy. For you, the listener.
All right, let's dig in. We've established the data overload. But why exactly do the big LLMs, even the powerful ones, struggle so much with crypto specifically, move so fast? What's the fundamental disconnect?
Well, it really comes down to a few key things. Most LLMs, they don't intrinsically understand token-specific dynamics.
Like what kind of dynamics?
Well, things like LP burn, you know, when liquidity pool tokens get permanently destroyed, or specific honeypot risks where a contract is basically a trap designed so you can buy but can't sell. An LLM won't easily spot that.
Right. That's very specific.
Very. And they also can't really access or process high-speed on-chain activity directly. They don't have that real-time feed in the right way.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, they lack structured context around things like smart wallets.
Those programmable wallets that can do complex trades.
Exactly. Or the really nuanced narratives around meme coins, which shift constantly, or sudden liquidity changes. They just don't have that built-in framework.
Which raises the big question, then. If general AI can't do this well, what can?
And that's the opening for vertical AI, right? Tools built for one job, one industry.
Yeah.
And in crypto, the really smart vertical AI, it's powered by these super specialized data platforms.
Like av.ai, as we mentioned.
So what makes av.ai the right kind of backbone? It sounds like it's doing more than just showing charts. Oh, absolutely. Think of av.ai as a real-time on-chain data engine. But it's specifically engineered for AI, for bots, and yeah, for human traders too.
Engineered how?
Engineered to let them interpret blockchain behavior within its proper context. It's not just raw data.
Right.
For instance, it pulls together data from, I think it's over 130 public blockchains now.
Wow.
And like 300 DAX, decentralized exchanges. It unifies wallet analytics, token analytics, gives you real-time data on liquidity, holders, transactions, all structured.
Okay, stepping back then, what does that actually mean for an AI system using it.
It means the AI gets to work from high-quality, cross-chain structured data, not just that raw, messy blockchain noise.
Right.
Every wallet interaction, every token, every liquidity pool move, it gets indexed, labeled. Crucially, it gets linked to narrative context and even risk layers.
So it transforms a simple event like a wallet made a swap into something much more insightful.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, this wallet, which has a top 1% ROI historically, just bought this specific low-cap meme coin right before its volume spiked.
Exactly. That's the kind of insight that gives you an edge. That's actionable intelligence.
And you mentioned narrative.
Mm-hmm.
In crypto, that's huge, right? Narrative is often alpha.
It absolutely is. But those narratives, they shift incredibly fast. Like, blink and you miss it.
So how does Av.ai handle that?
They have something called the narrative engine. It uses machine learning to map token trends to these emerging storylines.
How does it do the mapping?
It pulls from social chatter, X, Forecaster, places like that. It analyzes smart money wallet moves, looks at token metadata, price action, even what's happening on DeFi platforms.
That connects the dots.
Precisely. It's not just what's trending, but why it might be trending and how that connects back to the real on-chain activity.
Okay.
And what this really means, big picture, is AI isn't just like crunching numbers anymore.
Yeah.
It's helping transform a market that was often pure speculation into one where data-driven strategy can actually work. It kind of levels the playing field for traders, you know?
That makes sense. So the narrative engine gives you the why, the context behind the trend, its potential risks or staying power.
Exactly. Because understanding why something is moving is key.
How quickly can these narratives shift, and how does the engine keep pace? And I guess this ties into their signal center, too, their smart signal infrastructure.
It does, yeah. They work hand in hand. The narratives shift incredibly fast, sometimes hourly. The engine is designed for that real-time analysis.
And the signal center provides the alerts.
Yeah, the signals are super granular and rapid fire. The signal center feeds AI tools this constant stream of real-time alerts.
Based on what?
Things like new liquidity suddenly appearing for a token, unusual inflows into certain wallets, LP burns happening, contract renounces.
Where the owner gives up control.
Right, which can be a positive sign. Or volume spikes, holder count spikes, even specific technical chart patterns breaking out, like K-line patterns suggesting strong moves.
And critically, these aren't just like random callouts based on hype.
No, that's the point. They're quantifiable. They're trackable on-chain events or anomalies. Real data points.
That feels like a pretty significant leap. So when you plug these signals into an AI assistant, what does that look like for a user, for a trader? Can you give an example?
Sure. Imagine you could tell your AI assistant, hey, notify me only when a brand new token gets, say, 50 holders, its liquidity pool hits maybe $20,000, and the system checks confirm there's no honeypot risk.
Okay. That's specific.
Right. That's where AI stops being just a tool and becomes more like a trading co-pilot. It helps you filter out maybe 99% of the noise and focus only on the potentially actionable stuff. It moves you from just seeing endless data points to actually understanding their potential implications. Like instantly.
And you mentioned risk honeypots. That brings up another big crypto problem. Rug pulls, scam tokens, Ev.ai has something for that too.
Correct.
A contract risk engine.
Yes, and this is really important. It runs real-time checks on basically every token it sees.
How does it manage that? How does it protect people?
Well, what's really interesting is the set of parameters it uses. It's comprehensive. It includes honeypot detection, obviously, but also checks the LP lock status as the liquidity locked up.
Right. So the devs can't just pull it out.
Exactly. It looks at the trading fee structure. Are there crazy high sell fees?
Yeah.
It checks contract age, audit history, if available, a whole battery of tests.
And that allows AI tools built on top to
filter out the danger stuff right at the source. It's like building a safety net into the recommendations. Smarter, safer suggestions.
Okay.
So you put all these pieces together, the structured data, the narrative engine, the signal center, the risk engine.
Yeah.
And that's what makes Av.ai the kind of data layer that lets developers turn AI hype into practical tools people can actually use.
Like what kind of tools?
Well, think about Telegram bots that push real-time trade signals,
right,
but with confidence scores attached based on these checks.
Right.
Or AI dashboards that don't just show a token is surging, but actually explain the likely reasons why based on narrative and on-chain signals.
That would be useful.
Or even trading tools that automatically sort, say, meme coins based on their current meta-narrative, their safety score from the risk engine, and recent smart wallet activity. It's really about empowering traders to make decisions with more confidence.
And you actually have a real-world example of this in action, don't you? With the PUMP token launch from Pump.Fun.
Yes, that was a huge event. When Pumped.Fun launched their own token, PUMP, it sold out almost instantly, minutes.
Yeah, I remember the buzz.
And it just sucked in hundreds of millions in liquidity, I think over $500 million, caused this massive rotation across the market as capital just rushed into it.
A big disruption.
Yeah.
So how did traders using Av.ai fare? Did they see it coming?
Well, the claim is they did, yeah. The Signal Center apparently flagged the early liquidity pool creation and the initial smart money flows moving in right as they started.
Before the main pump.
Exactly. And their narrative engine was already tracking the emerging Launchpad token trend before it really hit the mainstream chatter. Plus, the wallet dashboard feature supposedly showed top traders shifting funds about 2 hours before the big price surge. And apparently, the charting and execution on their new web app was significantly faster, too.
So what was the outcome for those users?
The result, essentially, was that traders using these integrated tools could potentially sidestep the liquidity drain from other assets, ride that PUMP wave, and then critically, know when to rotate back into other meme tokens that got undervalued during the chaos as things settled.
So it really shows a difference, doesn't it, between just reacting to market chaos
Yeah.
and proactively acting based on these informed, maybe even predictive signals. It's a real potential advantage in speed and precision.
It really seems to be a game changer in that respect, speed and precision, yeah.
So, wrapping things up then,
Yeah.
what does this all mean for you listening right now? I think our deep dive today makes one thing crystal clear. Crypto doesn't have a data shortage problem.
Not at all. Plenty of data.
It absolutely lacks clarity. And these specialized AI tools, they're designed to offer that
Really?
clarity. But, and this is the key point, they can only really do it if they're built on the right foundation.
And that foundation, as we've really dug into, needs to be something like this structured, multi-chain, AI-native data engine that Av.ai is providing.
Yeah.
It's positioning itself, quite effectively, it seems, as that backbone for the next wave of smart trading assistance, you know, turning those raw signals into actual strategy.
And turning all that overwhelming noise into potential alpha for you.
That's the goal.
So here's a final thought to maybe leave you with. Think about how this fundamental shift, moving from just being swamped by information to actually leveraging AI for clarity, how that might redefine what it means for you to be genuinely well-informed, and how it impacts making effective decisions, not just in the wild west of crypto, but really in any digital market that's evolving super fast and throwing tons of data at you.
It's a powerful shift to think about, for sure. A new paradigm, maybe.
Definitely something to ponder.